If you would, imagine a sailing adventure at a time when there are no motors for the boat and no phones in case of emergency and no Coast Guard who's going to come to your rescue if your ship gets in trouble. This was Paul's situation. He was being taken from Athens to Rome, and in Rome he was going to have to stand before the emperor and be investigated and interviewed. And the way he was going to get there is on ships. So he would be at the port city near the ocean, and they would put him on a ship. The ship would go a little ways to the next port city, and he'd have to get off that ship because it wasn't going where he was going, and wait for the next ship. And that ship would come. He'd go a little bit farther and get to another port city, but it still wasn't where he was trying to go. And on this went, and it was not a very fast way to travel. Weeks and weeks were going by, and Paul started to get nervous that it was becoming wintertime, and he knew that in the winter the weather was going to be bad, and it would be dangerous to be out on the ocean in a ship. And so he said to the guard who was in charge of getting him to Rome, "I think we should stay put. I think we're going to get in a lot of trouble, face a lot of danger, and have a lot of loss if we keep going now." But the guard wasn't interested in Paul's opinion, and the captain of the ship wasn't interested in Paul's opinion, and the owner of the ship wasn't interested in Paul's opinion. They said, "We're going to keep on sailing until we get to this port that we know of called Phoenix on the island of Crete, and there we can spend the winter." So off they went in their ship, and at first everything was smooth and calm. It was nice sailing. But then one night the northeastern wind started to blow, and it was whooshing and battering that ship. So back and forth the ship was going. The captain couldn't steer it anymore. He just let it blow wherever it would blow. Night and day, terrible storm thrashing that boat. Water was leaking in everywhere. Pretty soon the sailors got so nervous they started throwing the cargo over the side of the boat. And they were getting rid of their ropes and all their equipment. And everyone was pretty much convinced it was over for them. Their ship was going to sink and they were going to die. At this point, Paul called everyone together, and he said, "Don't be afraid. Take courage. Really would have been smarter if you'd listened to me in the first place, but I have been visited by an angel of the God I worship, and that angel has said to me, you will stand before the emperor in Rome. Everyone on your ship is going to survive." Paul said, "We're probably going to end up shipwrecked, but our lives will be spared, and we're going to make it through somehow." It was the 14th night now since they'd been on this journey, their boat being blown here and there. And in the middle of this 14th night, the sailors started to get the feeling maybe they were getting near land. I don't know if they could smell something or if the way the water was flowing changed, but they thought, "I think we're getting near shore." And some of the sailors went sneaking away to the lifeboat, which was not big enough to hold everyone. And these sailors thought, "Well, if a few of us get on here and get away now, maybe we'll be able to save our own lives." But the captain caught him, and he made them stay with the ship along with everybody else. Now Paul said to them, "You've been working hard, and you've been so scared for these last 2 weeks. I've noticed that none of you have really eaten anything for a long time. I think we should all sit down and have something to eat because we're going to need our strength." And Paul took some bread, and he gave thanks to God, and he broke the bread, and he began to eat it. And when all the other people on the ship saw, "This guy's calm enough and has enough faith that he's eating dinner. I guess we can eat something too." They all began to take nourishment and to eat and rest in preparation for what might be coming. Now, as to whether there was a shipwreck or not, and as to whether all the people on that ship survived or not, that's what you're going to find out when you get down to your classroom and your high seas adventure continues. So before you go, let's join hands for a prayer. Gracious and holy God, give us courage. No matter what we're facing in life, we know that our hope is in you. Amen.